After 6 months of protests and disruptions, the economic news from Hong Kong is bleak. Figures released today show in October the city experienced its biggest monthly decline in retail sales on record. Tourism figures have also slumped and the government's now forecasting its first budget deficit in 15 years. Barbara Miller reports.
To the casual observer, what's known as the ladies' market in the district of Mong Kok is bustling and vibrant. But stallholders tell a different story. It's a very helpless situation, says this woman, an 81-year-old who asks to be referred to as auntie. She's been running this bag stall for 51 years and business, she says, has never been so bad. It's down by more than 50%, she says. There's no new business coming in. Overall, figures released on Monday show retail sales were down this October by almost 25% on the previous year. It's a competitive environment, Auntie tells a prospective customer who spends several minutes inspecting inside and out a small belt bag. And, Auntie says, it's a good price. Eventually, the octogenarian closes the deal for the equivalent of about $7. Tourist arrivals are also down almost 44% this October on last. That's the steepest drop in a single month since the SARS virus crisis in 2003. For another visitor to the ladies' market, that hasn't been a bad thing. Julaine Lee is here from California visiting a friend.
I have paid attention to the news a lot, but I had planned to come for a long time to see my friend, and it actually, you know, ended up being quite economical for me because there's less tourists coming. It's really sad. But yeah, I'm really glad I came. And
you got some good deals on the flights to do?
Flight, hotel, yeah. Everything is in favor of the traveler right now.
And you're from the San Francisco Bay Area, you
Correct,
said. What did friends and family say when they heard you were coming?
Oh, of course. People were like, oh, are you going to Hong Kong? Is it safe and everything? You know, you only live once. And when your time is up, your time is up. So you just got to go and live with no regrets. And I am so happy I came.
With not every potential tourist taking that attitude, businesses here are now talking about this Christmas being a time to make or break. This is Barbara Miller in Hong Kong, reporting for AM.